This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Right, it's 3 minutes after 7 o'clock here on Progressive Talk on Capricorn FM. We are continuing to talk. I did indicate a bit earlier that we'll be joined by the Capricorn District Municipality, who are outlining their 2020-2021 IDP budget plan. And we've got the member of the mayoral committee, Mr. Semi Slamlela. Mr. Slamlela, good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Evening, and let me also take this opportunity to greet the listeners out there.
Mm-hmm. Good evening indeed. So we are looking at the 2020-2021 IDP, and so what we're getting essentially the plans of the municipality.
What we're actually presenting is that we'll recall that the district municipality has recently adopted its budget for the 2020-2021.
Mm-hmm.
But as per legislation, because we are dictated to by legislation, it basically says that we need to begin with the plans for the 2021-2022 financial year.
Okay.
Now, we are actually coming in to say we are presenting the draft process plan, which should then be canvassed with the communities, the stakeholders out there, because part of the things that we need to do is to encourage community and stakeholder participation in the whole process of municipal planning and budgeting.
Yes.
Now, I need to indicate that we are taking this cue from legislation, the supreme law of the land, the constitution, which basically indicate the objects of local government in section 152, which basically indicate that there's a need for municipalities to structure and manage the administration and budget and planning processes to give priority to the basic needs of the communities. Now, our existence as local government is to actually ensure that our communities out there receive the much desired basic services for them to be in a position to get what is due to them.
Yeah.
But we are also taking cue from the Municipal Systems Act, which basically indicates that the district municipality should come up with a framework. This framework must be binding to all the locals and the district municipality. This plan must actually ensure that as a district, we come up with a planning that binds both the district and municipalities as a whole, so that in whatever we plan within that type of framework. But we're also saying that we must also come up with a process, the key process that will indicate the timelines as to what should happen at what particular time.
Yeah.
So that by the end of the year, when we have to adopt the budget and the IDP, we are doing this thing after having consulted with all the stakeholders. Now, where we are, we're actually saying that we need to outline, because we are aware that some of the people will say, but you have just recently adopted your IDP.
Yes.
The district executive mayor has just presented the SODA. Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
The SODA is the plan, the budget for the financial year that we have just started. We need to indicate to the listeners out there that our budget starts on the 1st of July.
Okay.
We have started with a new budget, which we have just adopted recently, where the executive mayor presented the state of the district address. Now, all those plans that we agreed upon with our communities are the ones that we're implementing this financial year until the end of June, the 30th of June next year.
Next year.
Now, here we are starting with a process to say, when we finish this budget that we're busy implementing now, what is it that we'll be doing in the coming financial year?
Okay.
Now, that's why we are here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need to indicate that our IDP is the principal document, principal strategic planning document, instrument of the municipality, because it guides and informs the planning, budgeting, and the management, and the, how we take decisions as a municipality. And we are saying that we need to do this thing, take into consideration all role players.
Yeah.
But it is important to also indicate that as we came into being as this administration, we had to adopt a five-year strategic plan, which is the IDP. Now, on an annual basis, we have to come in and review the IDP, take into consideration how we are fared as a district municipality. But now what becomes more important is that we are always going back to our communities to actually tell them where we are after our quarterly reviews. Now, they are always with us. That's why we are also saying now there's a need for us to also consult. But it's important to indicate that we've always been doing this thing by convening people, stakeholders into a hall.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, with the pandemic that is here upon us. It has also opened new avenues, and we need to indicate upfront that we appreciate these new avenues because we have realized that the media is able to reach multitudes of people, not the people that we're just gathering into a hall. Now we're able to talk to more people at a particular time, and we're also appreciating this new medium. And we're actually saying that even after this COVID, we're actually taking a decision that we'll also take the two routes.
Yeah.
We will consult people the way we've been doing it, but also take into consideration what this silver lining that has come out of this COVID, which has actually opened a new avenue for us to consult with our people. Now, Namula, we need to indicate that we are taking the IDP very serious, because we are saying that there are phases that we need to embark on in ensuring that we talk to our people.
Yeah.
And where we are at the moment for this month and August, we are actually on the planning phase. This phase, that's where we are saying, let us come up with our own plans. Let us actually come out very clear and say, how is it that we are going to do this thing? How is it that we are going to ensure that we engage our stakeholders? How is it that we are going to ensure that as we reach the final product, all people who have been engaged, all stakeholders would have been taken part in this whole process. But we're actually saying that apart from this one, the moment we finished with this one, which will later on articulate and indicate that council must adopt this thing, we're actually saying that there's going to be a new, another phase where we're going to do an analysis of our participation, of our performance, looking at how we have performed, how, what are the challenges that are there, and then how do we then look at these challenges and what is it that went wrong, and what is it that we can do better. And then after having done that analysis, we'll then move to the next phase, which is strategies, to then say, we have looked at the challenges, we have realized the challenges, and we have realized where we have fared well, and we have also realized that we can do better than what we are doing. And then we'll come, then come up with strategies to then say, we believe that if we can be able to embark on these new strategies, we can be able to do better. You'll recall that this district municipality has been receiving unqualified audits.
Yeah.
And every year we've been saying, no, 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 but what is it that is stopping us from getting a clean audit? And those are the kind of things that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of strategies that we come out with. And hence we are able to finally say that we are the only district municipality, we are the only municipality in the province that has received a clean audit. It's basically because we are able to go back to our people, and we are able to go back and do a thorough analysis, do a thorough critique, critique ourselves, and be able to then say how then we then come up with strategies. Now, after we've come up with all those strategies, we'll be able to also look at the budget, the monies that will be coming in, own revenue and revenue from other spheres of government, and then also looking at the other spheres of government, the kind of projects that they are bringing into the district. Then that's why we are saying that phase four will then be looking at the projects, and then we'll then have a situation around March to make, where we engage with other sector departments, other stakeholders, our CBOs and NGOs, to then say, then let's integrate all these things. And then after that integration, we'll then move to the final phase where we have to adopt.
Yeah.
And after adopting that one, then we then know that we are then going to implement the adopted budget and the reviewed IDP.
All right, so that's, obviously, that's the whole year's, so that's a program for the whole year until when you're ready, and then implement it, and you keep moving. So that's planning a year ahead, as it appears there, with that whole process that you just explained.
Yes, the whole year process, it's the nine months process, in actual fact. We are starting now, and we hope to finalize the process by May. May, that's when we are going to adopt our final draft IDP, that will then be for implementation in the next financial year, which then begins again on the 1st of July. Yeah.
All right. I see that there are, I suppose that's the next important thing, the core components of the development, integrated development plan.
Yes, you see, we begin by looking at the vision of the municipality.
Yeah.
We always say, Reshomales Chaba, the home of excellence and opportunities for all.
Okay.
That's how we say this, about this district. We are saying that Rushuma less Chaba because we are always on the ground interacting with our stakeholders. We don't want to leave them behind. But we're also saying that there's a need for us to excel in whatever we are doing. Hence, that's why we're saying that we are proud. After hard work, having received the unqualified audit opinion, and finally receiving that clean audit and being that excellent performer in the district. But we're also saying that as part of what we are doing, we'll then go back and say, let us assess the existing level of development in the district. Where are the challenges? That's why where we are now, we are beginning to look at the challenges of water. We are trying to address them as big schemes, not just looking at piecemeals where we go into a particular community and get out. We're just saying that let's look at sources of water where they are. And then as we come up with a project, let this project be able to address more than one community. So that the resources that we come up with are able to touch more communities and more people. But we're also saying that we look at our development priorities and objectives as a district, as within this elected term of office. But one other key thing is the spatial development framework. You see, the usage of the land that we have is a very serious challenge. And we're actually saying that we have developed and adopted a spatial development framework. And what we are basically doing on an annual basis, we are coming up with projects that we have identified on that particular project. We have actually identified our areas and actually classified them. Like you will say that in Blueback you have your Snobarwan as your first order settlement. Then you have your Old Days, your El Dorado and others. Now, what we then do is that we look at these other towns that are supposed to develop and then come up with what we call precinct plans to then say, how do we then utilize this particular space that is there to actually ensure that we're able to develop these spaces in a way that the communities are going to benefit. You see, the challenge that has been there is that you left people just waking up and doing things, and ultimately they blame government for the challenges that are there. People will just go into a waterlogged area, build a house when it's raining, and there are challenges. They then say government is not doing what it's supposed to do. Now, we are saying that we are looking at those things. We are also developing a disaster management plans. Where we are now, you are well aware that we are in this pandemic, and our disaster officials have always been there, out there, responding to these challenges. It's basically because we've got plans that we developed to actually say, in an instance, there are these type of challenges. How do we then respond? It might be a pandemic because we did not envisage it, but because we've got the plans that are there, we're able to then tweak them and respond accordingly. But then what becomes also critical is the financial plan, which becomes our budget. We're looking at the projections for the coming 3 years to then say, but from own revenue, what is it that we can be able to raise? And also looking at what other sectors, what other spheres are going to give us, and then we project for the coming financial year. Those are the core components that we have that actually guides us as we develop this IDP until finality when we engage with our communities.
Okay, now very, very interesting points there that you bring up. I saw, of course, that will be all inclusive. I saw a number of issues there. See the six key aspects of development. So that would be the social, environment, ethical, and spatial, and those are the areas you were touching on as well. So what else do you say on the plan as you continue?
But let me also emphasize on these key aspects of development. You see. It becomes critical that in whatever we do, you see, our government is faced with challenges of unethical behavior, more especially of most of the people who are given the responsibility of bringing services closer to our people. And we're basically saying that if you continue to do things correctly and you have the Auditor General of South Africa coming in to say, we believe you are doing well, And we are actually saying that we need to applaud those officials and the leadership of the executive mayor in trying to ensure that in whatever we do, we do it in a process that is it's finally approved by the Auditor General. But we're also saying that as we do these things, we must not forget that we come from a history. People will say, no, the history, but it's still there. Those remnants are still there. You still have areas that have been not been developed. But that's why earlier on I indicated that we are coming up with a new way of doing things when it comes to the issues of raising water. But we're also saying that issues of environment are critical and key. Because we need to preserve this environment and ensure that we don't have a situation where initially you had water running from that particular area, but because you did not take care of the environment, now you have got serious challenges. And but we're also saying that as we do these things, there's a need for us to actually ensure that in whatever we do, we create more jobs.
Okay.
Our youth have got challenges of unemployment and all these other things. But we're actually saying that in whatever we do, we need to actually ensure that we support our SMMEs, we support young people. We are coming up with programs as a district, engaging other stakeholders to actually say, how do we then skill the youth? How do we then incubate those ones that are there, that have started some businesses, to actually ensure that they come out clean? Now, we're actually saying that as we do all these things, we're looking at ensuring that all these key six aspects of development are taken care of, and the district is able to respond to that.
Yeah, okay. And so there must be role players who also have responsibilities in the plan.
The key most role players is our communities out there.
Yeah.
But our communities have got, they are structured in different ways. But we are saying that we've got the municipal council, which comprises of elected leaderships that comes from different political parties. This one is the ultimate decision-making body on the IDP process because it is the one that finally must adopt the IDP and the budget. But you also have the executive mayor who's given the responsibility to actually ensure that he leads the whole process. And the executive mayor appoints members of the mayoral committee who then come in and assist him. We decide on the process plan, which must finally go to council.
Yeah.
And council approve this thing. But we've got a municipal manager who then appoints a municipal IDP manager who become the drivers of this process of IDP, because we adopt this thing, but they must actually ensure that this thing happens on a daily basis. As much as the executive now will be there to actually ensure that he goes in and participate and make sure that, but the implementing agent here is the municipal manager assisted by the IDP manager.
All right. And until then, we'll continue. We're just going to take an ad break and we'll talk further around this IDP. Progressive Talk. We continue to talk here in Progressive Talk, and we're looking at the IDP. There's the Capricorn District Municipality. And so, yeah, you were still talking about the role players and the responsibilities there in implementing the IDP and following up on these issues.
Yeah. You see, you will have the IDP and Budget Steering Committee. This is a technical committee that is comprising of managers, the executive managers of all departments and senior officials who support the IDP manager to ensure the smooth planning process goes on. Now, you leave your departmental and the municipal officials, because what we're actually saying is that IDP is not a function of one official. It's a function of the collective, because all of them, from within their own departments, they must come up with their plans. Now, all of them must then participate, because ultimately you need to be looking at this budget, that you need to be able to then ensure that it's distributed accordingly.
Yes.
Now, that's why there's a need for all of them to participate. But you're also saying that you have got your sector departments at a provincial and national level. You see, functions, powers and functions are not assigned to all of them to us. Some of them are still within the provincial and the national government. Now, we also ensuring that there's an interaction between the district, municipality and sector department, so that they're able to come up with their sector plans, so that those sector plans are then incorporated into the IDP. You see, it's quite interesting. When you go to a community, you must be able to then also say, within this community, there will be a school that is going to be built.
Yeah.
Because you'll have received that plan from the Department of Education. Now, you'll recall that the president has launched the district development model, where he's basically saying that there's a need for us to have a single place of planning and being at the district level. Now all sectors must come up with all their plans so that as we move and finalize the plan of the district, it incorporates all these things. Because like I indicated earlier on, is that as we adopt the process plan, we are engaging with our local municipality so that, because the framework must then bind all of us, including our local municipalities. But we have the IDP rep forum. That's where we are today. We were engaging with our stakeholders.
Yeah.
All of them, because this forum is a structure which then institutionalize and guarantees representation in the process. In the earlier normal, we're able to then identify them and bring them, the representatives, in one place. But now what we are saying is that we are trying to engage with all of them. Now we have your councillors, like I indicated earlier on, that councillors finally are the ones who take the decisions. But we'll engage with them and even before we go to the final document. But you also have what committees. You see, legislation is an enabler. Our legislation is an enabler because it allows us to have representatives of communities in the form of what committees.
Yeah.
But we are also going further than that as this municipality. We are going to our traditional leaders, because you can't take away the fact that most of our land is located under traditional leadership. And we need to appreciate where we are, the support and the role that our traditional leaders are playing in the whole process in this district. And those are some of the key role players. But we also take into consideration our non-governmental organizations, our community-based organization, our faith-based organizations. We also consult with our academic institutions, and we also consult with our business. We're trying our level best not to leave any stakeholder outside, so that at the end of the day, we are able to then get inputs from all of them, so that finally when we then say we are adopting our IDP and budget, we have received inputs from all the stakeholders. We are doing this thing basically because legislation dictates that we consult. If you go to a Systems Act, you'll have a chapter dedicated to community participation, which basically tells you the importance of the communities participating in the whole process of planning and budgeting.
Okay. Right. And so of course, the as we talk about the core components of the district IDP framework, I see there are issues there that we can go to. There's mechanisms, processes and procedures for public participation, mechanism and procedure for alignment. Maybe we go down through those.
Yes. What we're basically saying is that there's a need for us to look at these mechanisms that we are talking about. We are saying that there's a need for us to look at how we receive complaints, how we notify our people, how we consult with them, and how then we then report back to our communities.
Yeah.
Then we come up with this mechanism. That's why we are then saying that we, from the onset, we always ensure that there's participation of traditional leaders. We engage them as a sector. You see, what we're basically doing is that we'll engage them as a rep forum, all of them, because all of them are part of the IDP rep forum. But apart from that, we'll then go into each and every individual sector. Okay. We'll then say, no, let's meet with academic institutions. So for us to be able to get what is it that they are saying in terms of the development? What is it that they are saying in terms of environmental management and all these things? We'll then say, let us go to our traditional leaders, because you'll have challenges that in an open forum, sometimes traditional leaders will have a challenge where they are giving sites, for an example.
Yeah.
And young people will come in and say, no, but these ones are doing. But we'll then go and have an engagement with them.
Yeah.
Through the executive mayor leading that process.
Yeah.
To then say, but traditional leaders, we are developing a precinct plan for El Dorado.
Yeah.
Can we reserve this area for development so that we're able to bring in investors? Now, we'll have those individual engagements so that we're able to get deep into the challenges that are there. So that by the time we come back and say, now we have consulted, we are able to then say, no, hang on, we've done that. But we're also saying that there's a need for us to also ensure that what committees which are key in ensuring that we communicate with our communities there. We use them, and then we're also using radio slots. You know the executive mayor is always here.
Yeah.
Talking to our people about these things, and
we are
also using the municipal website in whatever we do.
Mm.
We have this information on the municipal website. We've been doing it even through the print media, actually ensuring that information is cascaded down to our people.
Okay. So those are the engagements. Then we're talking mechanisms, processes, and procedures for public participation as well. And I see that in mechanism, processes, and procedures for public participation, of course, there'll be platforms where you receive complaints, notifications, consult and report back to the public. There will be political structures, public participation, consultation meetings, and things like that.
Yeah, that's what we'll be doing. But it is important to also indicate that we as part of the core components of the IDP framework, there's a need for us to then come out very clear and specify time frames for different planning steps and activities. It's important that we do that. But we also have to set appropriate mechanisms, processes, and procedures for consultation and participation of local communities and all relevant stakeholders, like I was indicating there.
Yeah.
And we are actually saying that we indicate with these things, with these communities, whatever we come up with finally, they become binding, these plans.
Okay.
Because we would have done whatever we are supposed to do to actually ensure that there's proper engagement. But we're also saying that there's a need for us to also ensure that there's proper coordination between the three spheres of government, between ourselves and our local communities, between ourselves and the provincial government, and also between ourselves and the national government. That's why earlier on I indicated that there's a need for us to also engage specifically with sector departments so that by the time we do whatever we do, we know that their plans are there. Let me just take you back, just to indicate that when we even begin with the process plan, we engage with our local municipalities. There's no bigger brother attitude here. We are working with them. They are part of the process. You will realize as you go down to say that even all the dates that we've agreed upon, it's part of the consultative process where all of us have sat down together and agreed that this is how we are going to ensure that our framework, our process plan is derived and how we move forward with it.
So that's you're making sure you align your plans there. I see there's horizontal alignment, so those would be districts and local municipalities. And there is vertical, that would be identified municipal projects that are aligned with the provincial and national sector departments.
Yes. There's a need for us to actually ensure that there's alignment. Because you see, the challenge that we've been facing is that you'll find a municipality is building a school. No, a provincial department is building a school.
Yeah.
The municipality, the local municipality is not even aware, has not even planned for anything. There's no road to go to that particular school. There's no water in that particular school. We have got these challenges now.
Yeah.
You've got schools that can't open open because there are challenges of water and all these things. Now, what we are saying is that there's a need for us to align our plans, taking into consideration the powers and functions. Our local municipalities will have the responsibility of ensuring that the internal streets are there. Now, the internal street to a school should be done.
Yeah.
Now, only when you align your plans and your programs, you'll be able to then say, but because there's going to be a school or there's going to be a clinic and there's no road that goes there and there's no water there, how do we then ensure that everything is aligned and that particular school will get all those things? Because there's a need for us to move away from the previous planning process where everyone could just do as he or she places. You just wake up, there's a project there. And some of the projects are still there, they are not being utilized.
Yeah.
They are even vandalized. Now, that's why we are saying there's a need for us to align our processes and ensure that in whatever we do, it's actually done in a manner that there's no one that is going to be left behind.
Okay. And when we're talking vertically, so there would be identified projects in municipalities that are obviously aligned with provincial and national sector department plans and programs. So to secure funded mandates from provincial and national departments.
Yes. Where we are now, Let me just indicate that we are a water authority as a district municipality.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a department that is responsible for water nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you have begun to do is to come up with plans. Plans that begin to say, for us to be in a position to augment the water that is there or to address the challenges that are there,
This
is what we'll require as a district.
Mm-hmm.
So that at the same time, we begin to talk to that national government to then say, the challenges that we have here can be addressed if we receive this type of funding. Now, that's why we're saying that in whatever we do, these plans, these projects, as we go to national government, just go and say, we need money. No.
Mm.
You need to be able to then say, no, hang on.
Mm.
We've got this challenge that we have here, and we have tried to cause this challenge, and come in and assist us, and we're able to then move.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.